Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, September 22nd, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Just a quick update on Xcode Ghost. By now, Apple has removed all of the infected applications from the App Store. Not clear if they put some safeguards in place in order to prevent additional applications from being uploaded. There is also a GitHub repository with the modified core foundations and UI devices classes. So if you want to take a look and see what it added, it also confirms at least one of the domains that was mentioned with this particular outbreak. However, it's of course really easy to change that domain to something else, and there have been a number of additional domains that have been mentioned in connection with this particular outbreak. And last week, Google caught Symantec issuing unauthorized certificates for google.com and www.google.com. Now, these were not just normal certificates, these were extended validation certificates, which actually led to the discovery, because Google Chrome will only accept extended validation certificates if the vendor that issued the certificate participates in certificate transparency. Now, over the last few years, certificate issuers have fought somewhat against certificate transparency, which requires them to publish a log of all certificates that they issue. But in this case, it certainly has proven to be helpful. Apparently, the certificates were issued by Symantec employees for, as Symantec says, test purposes. Symantec indicates that they have fired these employees since. However, the question remains that apparently there are insufficient controls if an employee at Symantec is able to issue certificates they're not authorized to issuing. And just to emphasize the need for sufficient controls around insiders, AT&T filed a lawsuit against the former employees who apparently did install malware on AT&T systems in order to process unlock requests for various phones. They apparently got paid the order of $10,000 and $20,000 by various operators of these unlock sites like Swift Unlock in order to get them to install the malware. They were eventually called because AT&T got suspicious about a large search of unlock requests that were linked to these former employees' credentials. So far, AT&T did have controls in place in order to detect the manipulation. And Apple today released Watch OS 2. It was delayed by a couple days, and it fixes almost 40 different security vulnerabilities. Many of these security vulnerabilities are similar to vulnerabilities fixed in iOS and even OS 10 recently. One that's sort of a little bit interesting is that a malicious crafted text file may lead to arbitrary code execution. Simple memory corruption error here. Not really clear how this particular text file would be delivered to the watch. And Adobe today released a fix for Adobe Flash Player. It fixes about 20 or so different vulnerabilities. Now, Adobe rates this fix with a priority of 1, which means that at least targeted exploits against these vulnerabilities have already been cited. It does affect also the latest versions of Windows, including Microsoft Edge and Internet Explorer 11 on Windows 10. And 1.5 million health records were found unprotected in Amazon's cloud. Apparently, a number of insurers are affected by this, and they use the Systema software in order to post these records in an unprotected SQL database. Chris Vickery, the individual who spotted the data, did notify Sistema, who has since, of course, removed the data and claims that nobody but him had access to the data, according to a review of logs. However, it still appears somewhat unclear how and why the data was posted to this site. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and thanks to ThreatStop for sponsoring this podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow.